What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex, and this is the Escape Artist Podcast, episode 88, finding inspiration from other people who create comics. That's the basic gist of it. And it's kind of a test. Usually I record these while I'm driving, and last time there was a lot of ambient noise and I didn't like that, so now, I do live on a busy street, so you may possibly hear that, but hopefully it's a little better. I'm still using the same mic, the, you know, iPhone microphone headphone situation, so hopefully, I don't know how good that is. I wanted to use, like, a better mic. You know, I have a regular microphone, but I have no way to hook it up to the computer. I also don't know how long this is going to be, because it is a test and I have family coming over soon and I just don't know how long I'll be able to do this. But hopefully it'll be a real thing. If it's not long enough and if there's not enough good content, then I'll just not let it be a podcast and it'll be a fun YouTube test. So I am recording live on Google Hangouts if you're listening after the fact. So the video will be up on YouTube and I will be sketching and just talking about various things pertaining mostly to comic book artists and inspiration. So, that all being said, and I will check out the comments as we go. In fact, let me pull that up now. See if anybody's saying hi. If you have any questions or want to say hi, feel free to ask and I will do my best to say something pertaining to that. Although I will try to stick to some kind of topic and I will be paying attention more visually to drawing, but you know, or just sketching really, just playing around. Just figured I'm trying things out, you know, experimenting. So little update, I guess. Rest in peace, Fife Dog. I'm a hip hopper. I love hip hop. And unfortunately, a really cool dude passed away. And I did this little sketch yesterday. And now I'm actually seeing it in reverse for the first time, which it looks a little funny in reverse. But hey, it is what it is. I may possibly ink this while we're talking. I may not, but rest in peace to him. Well, first I'm going to just do some sketching. Maybe I'll take this ear out so I can see here if anybody comes in, and then I'll have to stop the podcast. All right, so how's everybody doing today on this Good Friday afternoon, evening situation? I'm doing all right, and yeah, been listening to a lot of podcasts and such. And today I watched Gazbot. If you don't know who that is, I'm going to try to put show notes in after the fact. But it is Mr. Gazbot, Gaz Gretzky. Known as many things on the internet, and he makes a comic called Horror A4, and he has a YouTube channel, and he's a very energetic individual. And I love the guy. He's awesome. He did 100 days of making comics, and he was working on the Horror A4 and other comics. And love watching his updates. And he's running a Kickstarter right now for the Horror A4. So if you check that out, go to, you know, Kickstarter, type in Horror A4. I'll put a link in the show notes after the fact. After all this happens. And then, yeah, check out his stuff. He has funded, but it's still going on. So you can still get the comic. And he's trying to get his stretch goals. But, you know, I think he's pretty happy how things have gone so far. So that's really cool. So yeah, So the reason why I'm mentioning him is because he is very inspiring, and I really love hearing and watching, whether it's podcasts or YouTube videos or whatever, people in their process of, making comics and just going through the day to day, and especially artists who share their process and and artists who are doing it like for a living. You know what I mean? I mean, even if they're not doing it for a living, it's still very interesting. But I particularly love seeing those who are doing it for a living, because it makes me feel like, you know what, maybe I could figure out a way to make this a living. And it makes me imagine, what it would be like, and I can see like the reality, of it all. Because these people are, it's not just all peaches and cream. Some days it's like these people are like, oh man, I'm having a hard time getting through this one thing, or I have to do my taxes, or they'll get into different various realities, and it's like seeing what it really is like, as opposed to just like, dreaming about it as a kid and wanting to be a comic artist, which is, what I always wanted to be, really. And haven't gotten very far with that dream, unfortunately, but I have made some comics, and I'm working on making more. So Gaz and many other individuals are very much inspiring. I love watching the Art Casters, which is Kevin Cross, Jeff Lafferty, and Scott Cirkland. And I will link to their stuff. Writing that down now. And they have a weekly show that they do, where they just talk about various subject, and they're all making a living, somehow, some way, with their art. And right now I'm just doodling this weird character. So, sorry that nobody can really see it at the moment, but there may be a video released if I do anything of any substance. I am recording it as a video as well, and I'm curious to see what the like audio sounds like coming from the camera, if that's any good. I mean, it's above my head, so I'm not like pointed directly at it, with my mouth or whatever, but I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, love the inspiration and stuff from people who are really doing it. And even if you're not making a living, it's still very at it. It's still very interesting, and it's just the progress that people make is cool. And I just really, I don't know, I love seeing it. And one of the people who was a big inspiration to me in this regard was and is still, and actually I'm getting back into making comics, so I wasn't really listening to comic podcasts for a while, or getting into too much comic creation content for a while, but now I'm getting back into it, so I have to kind of go back and revisit some of these different podcasts that I used to listen to, and I have been, but one of them that I haven't yet, and I plan to very soon, probably is, I don't know, maybe even right after this podcast, I'll go download it again. Is, I don't know if he's still doing it either, but Paul Kijiji, and his comic that he was working on. And I don't know if he finished it or not. I think he didn't. I mean, I feel like there's a lot more to go, so I don't think he quite got there yet, but we'll see once I start getting back up to date with what he's been up to. But he has a comic called Pandia, and I loved hearing his process of storytelling and, you know, creating his comic. It's always like a, he mixes a lot of digital, even like 3D imaging type of techniques with his comics. So he makes like models of all his environments. And I think that's really a very interesting approach. And I don't know, I just loved hearing his process week to week. And, you know, now that I'm getting back into making comics, I'm going to want to hear some more of that. So there's that. And then another person or people is, I'm going to have a lot of links in this one, Lean Into Art. And also GOSA podcasts. GOSA is, I think it's Guardians of the Guardians of Super Adventure. And that's a new podcast. It's fairly new from Jersey, Zach, a guy named Zach, and a guy named Ben. And I know Ben's last name is Hatkey. Jersey's is Jersey Drozd. And then Zach Galifianakis, I think, is his name. I really got to learn that so I can pronounce it better, because I'm sure I'll be mentioning them all more at times again. But check that podcast out. It's really interesting, and they always get into really cool comic making discussions. And then there's also like they have like characters on there, you know, like, and they're supposed to be, the premise is that they're on like a spaceship talking about comics. And so it's they put in some humorous stuff and just fun stuff from time to time as they're talking about comics, and it's super entertaining and super interesting. So I definitely recommend that. I've learned a ton, you know, from those guys already, like, and I just love what they're doing. And also Lean Into Art is always a great podcast that, you know, causes me to think way deeper about subjects that I wouldn't necessarily pursue as heftily, I guess, if it wasn't for, you know, them going through this kind of stuff. So yeah, I really love all this different content, and looks like I have zero viewers. I'm checking out the Google Hangout. Zero viewers. I can't really expect to have any, to be honest. It's, you know, Good Friday. People are going to meet with family and stuff and do different things. And I'm sure, you know, it's the evening. People are having dinner or whatever, getting ready for the weekend events, I suppose. And, you know, I didn't like schedule it or anything and let people know. I just kind of on a whim said, you know what, I'm going to mess around and do this. Because the reason why I decided to do this now is because I'm going to have a busy weekend, and I'm not going to have a chance. I realized, you know, I kind of made a little bit of a commitment in the last podcast saying, you know what, I think I'm going to start doing these weekly again, these podcasts. And so I was like thinking about it today, and I'm like, oh crap, I said that, didn't I? And I'm like, I don't really have a plan for doing that. And I really, really want to try to record these at home now instead of in a car, because or truck or whatever, because I don't want to, even though it's way more convenient that way, it's just not as good quality, you know. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, and if they had the quality that I have, I might be a little less inclined, although Paul Kijiji's is usually in a car or something, but not in a truck. And so, you know, I don't know, I would still listen to it, but if it got too bad quality, I don't know, it would be a little harder to listen to. And you know, the people, thankfully, my listeners have never complained. I've always, you know, had nothing but really encouragement from most of them. And so, you know, it is what it is. You know, maybe it's not such a big deal, but I want to level up. You know, I want to create stuff that people want to listen to. And you know, also with the format of some of this stuff, you know, I would like to you know, have kind of a better structure sometimes. It doesn't have to be perfect or anything. I'm not looking to win any awards or anything, you know. I just, this is kind of just more of a journal of what I'm doing, for the most part, and my thoughts on creativity and such. But I also really, a big part of why I podcast is because I like to be part of that community. I just enjoy being like, it's a way to be part of a community that, for the most part, I don't get a chance to communicate with because, you know, I have a 40-hour a week job, and I also actually at the moment have a second job as well. So, you know, if I can at least put out some content that, you know, gets some people talking or you know, gets me to be able to talk with others. And you know, even my buddies on YouTube who do videos as well, you know, then I feel a little more connected, I guess, you know. So it's selfish in that way, but you know, it is what it is. So I see it almost as another form of social networking. So yeah, that's about it. I guess I can show you what I've been doodling here. It's just this weird, I don't even know. I just started with a circle and just this little guy. Looks like some kind of tribal alien type thing. And I got this pen today, and I'm very disappointed. It's called the Dr. Grip Pure White. And I mean, it's a good pen, it's a good writing pen, whatever. It writes pretty smoothly or whatever. And but because it says pure white all over the package, it said pure white, this and that. I thought it was a white ink pen. And I thought, well, you never know. Maybe this is something that I can use that's maybe better than the little gel pens I use, like these, which this is typically what most people I know use for little highlights and stuff in their sketches. And it's good, it does the trick, but you know, it's, I'm always looking for a more opaque option. You know, like I said, it does the trick. But I wish there was something even better. So that was a good little warm up. I wonder if I should try to ink this 5-foot assassin. Another thing, you know, is, you know, do you guys get together, guys and gals, get together with people physically? Like, I don't mean anything weird by that, but like, you know, like people who are, you know, like do you have any like drink and draw type situations that you talk, hang out with people? And you know, I've kind of done that, but I don't have a lot of comic artist people I know. There's a group that gets together once a week, but you have to like throw in $5 for it. And it's more of like people, it's more kind of kids, not kids, all kids, but like, I don't know, 20s and under, it seems like mostly. And it's And I wouldn't mind going and paying the $5, but they mostly talk about kind of pop culture stuff. Like if I were to go like next week, I'm sure they'd be talking about, Superman versus Batman and get into all kinds of nerdy stuff, which I love that stuff. I love kind of listening to it, but I don't know much about that. Like, I mean, I love comics. I know a little bit about comics and stuff like that. But there's only certain stuff I've checked out. I'm not like super like uber into, I guess that's redundant. So I think uber means super in German, right? I'm not super into, sorry about that, the noise. I'm like shuffling some stuff around, into like comics where I know like all the characters and stuff. I just kind of, I'm a casual fan, and I've always been more a fan of creating comics than, reading them. Because, growing up in the time I grew up, a lot of comics that I read were, in all honesty, not even almost worth reading. They were more, visual type situations. And I mean, it is what it is. That was kind of the trend in the 90s, especially with like Image Comics and stuff. There were a lot of really well-written stuff. I mean, that's also the heyday of especially 80s to 90s, Frank Miller, Grant Morrison, Neil Gaiman, all those guys. And so there's definitely a lot of really good writing going on, but those weren't the books I was reading. I was more into it for the art and blah, blah, blah. So, well, I mean, I guess it's interesting. Like, it's kind of probably a good idea for me to bring that up because, this podcast is about, being inspired by people making comics. And that's the era when I got inspired to become a comic creator. Probably the biggest influence of that was, Rob Liefeld, Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson, all the Image guys, really. But probably the number one was Rob Liefeld, which I know, is almost a bad name to say sometimes amongst comic creators. But to me, he was interesting. I got my first, the X-Force number one was one of the first books I read that like I got me into comics. And I think one of the biggest, first of all, I love like sketchy type of loose drawing type of styles. And so that was what was going on there. And I also loved the idea that it was just like freely creating characters out of thin air, and they weren't the typical characters I saw in comics, even though they were, as I grew up, I kind of came to understand they were highly derivative from and stuff, but it is what it is. Deadpool was created. So I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool, and he's obviously captured the hearts and minds of whatever people today, So, I don't know. That was cool. But the one thing that was interesting was, I mean, that was kind of the thing is kind of Rob Liefeld just kind of created tons of characters and, as derivative as they may have been, it captured my imagination at a young age. And so, yeah, there was that. And, I really liked in the back of the early X-Force books, like there would be, a profile picture of like two or three of the characters, and then it would have like a little description or whatever next to them. And I always thought that was interesting. And so yeah. So that got me thinking, I want to be a comic artist. And then all the other image creators and stuff, you know, I started collecting anybody who was at Image. I started collecting their stuff from Marvel, like the Spider-Man, McFarlane Spider-Man and Eric Larson Spider-Man books. And, you know, I was trying to get all the Marvel Comics Presents so I could get Sam Keith's work and Willis Potasio's work on X-Force and Jim Lee's stuff on X-Men, all that stuff. I just started going kind of crazy looking into that stuff. And, you know, I bought the comics for the art, you know, and when I would read the books and I would, you know, be like, okay, you know, there's words and there's kind of a story there, but to be honest, a lot of those stories left a lot to be desired. Because they were also writing them and they weren't really necessarily writers, you know. They were storytellers, which I come to realize now, you know, how significant a role the artist plays as a storyteller, you know. But you know, back then I didn't really quite understand that. So now I'm sketching, or I'm inking this Fife Dog piece that I was talking about. Figured I had a little bit of warm-up time. So I like the idea of doing some art while doing these, I guess, you know. That's how they do it on the art casters, but it's a little probably easier for them because, you know, they have three people. So, you know, if one person's being quiet, the other people can kind of talk more and vice versa. So that's one thing I kind of don't have the luxury at the moment, but that's all right. I'm trying it out. So, but inking for me is like something I can probably talk and do at the same time. We'll see how this all works. So let's see what else. So yeah, one thing that I've been really inspired by is I didn't realize this, but I'm leaning to art. You know, Jersey and Rob, the last 2 years they did this event type of thing where it was this thing where it was like, you know, they challenged each other and anybody who wanted to kind of play along to do like podcasting every day in the month of November, once a day. And, you know, people chimed in and it was the last couple of years. And I hadn't been really working on comic projects for a long time. So, you know, I really missed the boat on that. And that's totally something up my alley. You know, I love podcasting. I enjoy it. Like I was already saying, you know, in this podcast today. And, you know, so I kind of missed out, but I'm hoping that I'll be up for it, you know, this November when it comes back up. So we shall see. And I've been going back and listening to all of their podcasts. And I got through all of Jersey's, and Now I'm working on Rob Stenzinger's, and I'm enjoying them. And so that's really cool. And it got me, I think that's maybe got partially what got me inspired to get back in the groove of things with my podcast. So that's why I'm doing this. And I know this is a little bit repeat content of the podcast I just released the other day, but you know, it's still like I just recorded that podcast the other day, and you know, kind of trying to catch up with the whole idea of doing this once a week. I have to record this now. This is the only time I'm going to have a chance to really do it. So it's still on my mind, you know, that stuff. So sorry for that. let's see. So, you know, I guess to tread a little more on this stuff that I previously talked about, but I can get a little more in depth, hopefully, you know, depending on how much time I have. And so I have a new project that I want to work on, you know, being inspired by, you know, all these comic creators and things. You know, I've already been thinking about getting into back into comics for a while now, mainly because I really want to learn story. I have ideas for stories that, you know, for the most part, I think of them as comics usually, but, you know, I also, you know, they could be other forms of, or other mediums as well, you know. So I need a scrap piece of paper. This will do. I don't know what this is from, but this is like a Bristol board. All right. So, using a Sharpie to fill in the blacks. I heard some people talking about that's what they do, and I never really did that before. Kind of sucks because I'm drawing on the back of another drawing. Hopefully it doesn't bleed through too much. But I guess it doesn't matter that much. This is a sketchbook, I guess. I didn't mean to even draw this on the back of another drawing. I didn't realize that I did until I opened the book up today to ink. I'm like, oh crap, I like that other drawing, but whatever. It's not like I'm going to use that for any real thing. It's just a little fan art thing I did of jerseys. Book Boulder and Fleet, his web comic, which I'll put a link in the show notes. And Fleet, I'm writing that down. So, yeah, my own project that I'm working on now is a project called 12 Stories. And what that is it's going to be like, you know, a 12-story apartment building, imaginary, fictional thing. And each floor is going to have one apartment, and each floor is going to have a story to it. And each story will be 5 pages long. At least that's what I've put out there for now. It might end up being more or less pages. I'm not quite sure yet. It's still in the very early stages. But, you know, I'm giving myself a lot of flexibility to play with different genre and different, just all different kind of stories. And, 'cause what it is I want it to be
an exercise in learning how to write stories. And also, I want it to be an experiment on how to make better comics. And so it's going to be like a web comic / mini comics. That's how it's going to be published initially. And then eventually it's going to be collected all into one kind of graphic novel thing. And what that does is gives me the opportunity to not be as focused, because I'm not good at focusing. So it's like, it gives me the opportunity. I call it like creative jujitsu, because I kind of have creative ADD. I have a hard time focusing. If you've listened to the podcast for any amount of time, I pretty much talk about it in every episode. I have a hard time focusing. And so I figured jujitsu, the idea behind that, you know, method of martial arts, because I actually took jujitsu for a little while when I was younger, and is using the other person's motion and force against them. You know, so if somebody, it's more of almost like a defensive form of fighting, sort of, I guess. But you know, so if somebody throws a punch, instead of like blocking it, I mean, you kind of block it, but you also kind of do a grab and use that motion that they were throwing the punch with to guide them and kind of throw them on the floor or throw them over your shoulder, or is really like cool, I think. And so since one of my weaknesses is that I you know, can't seem to focus, I figured, why not, you know, do a little jujitsu and use that to my benefit. You know, so in this case, I'll be able to work on, you know, 12 different stories that could be 12 different, totally different things. And so, you know, kind of works out, right? Hopefully. We'll see. And also, if I don't feel like working on one story, I can work on another. But, you know, one thing that's kind of tough is that, you know, I've gotten to a certain point where, yeah, like I kind of figured out the plan, you know, of what I want to do. But now I don't know where to go from there, kind of. What I've done so far is I've come up with like about 10 ideas for stories, and I'm going theme first, because what I'm trying to do is implement some of the ideas I've learned from a book called Invisible Ink. And let me write that down so that I don't remember to put that in the show notes. And it's a book I recently listened to. And it's really good. I listened to it like 3 times. And he kind of goes, the guy, and I don't know the guy's name, I forget. But he starts with theme, and that's what guides his whole process. Actually, this part could be totally blacked out, according to the reference. So, so you know, I like that idea of doing it that way. So I'm trying it out, and it's not the only method. There's people write stories with many different methods, but figured I'll try that one because it seems to be a way to kind of wrap my head around all this stuff. So I'm going to at least try it for some of the stories, probably many of the stories. And we shall see how that all works out. So, yeah, I got, some themes going that I was trying to kind of figure out. And now I need to do more themes, come up with more themes. But then now I need to sit down and flesh some of those stories out. And so I haven't had a lot of ideas lately with that. So I don't know. I need to take some time and do some more writing, and we'll see how that all turns out. But I feel I almost feel a little stuck already, and I'm just starting. But with the whole thing, I want to really want to get the writing like squared away first, of the whole book before I even start even concept art, because in the past with comics that I've made, the Glyph comic, I kind of just went for it, and I had deadlines to get them done at certain times. They were done for like mini comics dump trucks and stuff from like Kevin Cross and the Art and Story guys, and then I kind of had my own mini comic dump truck one at one point, and that created one of the other ones, and then I was doing 100 days of making comics, and that created another. That's when I created another one. So it was more about just trying to do my first comics and not worry about being like amazing, just more worrying about getting it done and having fun, And when you're just starting out, that's about all you can ask of yourself, I think. So, that's what happened. But now, I want to get a little more serious and get a little more polish on these books and make them actually have some heart and maybe an emotional, I don't know, like the characters to actually be real characters. Because I mean, as much as I do like what I've done, and other people have told me they like them, I know I didn't really develop the characters. I just kind of, created them and then like plotted out a story. It was mostly just straight up plot. This happens, that happens, this happens, and then, went for it and kind of filled in the dialogue after the fact. I mean, I had ideas of dialogue, but it wasn't a major concern, I was just making adventure stories for the fun of it, basically. And that's all well and good, and I enjoy that style, but I also want to get a little more in depth and actually convey thoughts and meaning, and so to do that, I need to put a little more time into different parts of the book. And I watch these other creators, making their comics, and man, their process is a lot of like Kevin Cross, for example. He writes a script and he goes through it and then does edits and has people, I'm assuming he has like some close friends or something look at it and goes through a few different edits before he settles, and then when he does his comic, it's it goes through, thumbnails, rough pencils, a little more on pencils, like less rough pencils, and then like final pencils, and then he goes to inks, and like, I don't know, that's not necessarily his exact process, but you know, there's a lot of steps, and he's really just refining it and refining it. And you know, I don't know if I'll ever quite get to that level of refining. Maybe I will, who knows? I mean, but at the same time, it just makes me think, you know, I need to put a little more effort into bringing forth something that people will enjoy, and, you know, that'll just be a nice book, you know, and I'm ready to expand, you know, I'm ready to go a little further, you know. Now that I've kind of dipped my toes into comic making, you know, and it's certainly about time, you know, because I've wanted to make comics my whole life, and I'm just now, you know, I'm 37 now, and, you know, I've made my first comic when I was like 35, I guess. It's like, really? I want to make a career out of it, and all I've done is make 3 mini comics. And you know, let's level up here. It's time. And I may never make a career out of it. That's not the most important thing to me in my life anymore. But it is something I'd love to do, and I'm just super, like I said, I'm super inspired by other artists who are doing it, you know, whether it's through like Jeff Lafferty making paintings of, you know, just different commissions and such, and or, you know, being an illustrator, which I actually don't want to go that route. Like, I just hear all the horror stories, and it just makes me want to not do that. And, you know, any path, especially creative ones, is, you know, are going to be, you know, difficult. But I guess the battles that I hear people going through with, you know, being a freelance illustrator, it just doesn't seem like my thing. I don't really, well, this is a stupid complaint, but I don't really like necessarily working on other people's stuff. So, you know, maybe I have to, you know, if I want to become a professional, but maybe I don't, you know, people have done it their own way before. Maybe not many, but, you know, people have done it that. And so, I don't know. And I, in some ways, have the luxury to, you know, not have to work on other people's stuff because I have, you know, a full-time job, two jobs, actually. And so if I do anything creative, you know, if anybody, and this is what I've been doing lately, if anybody asks me, you know, hey, can you do some illustration work for me? I just give them like a crazy out of the world price, which is probably actually closer to a fair price, but something I know that people probably won't pay. And if they do say yes, then it's like, okay, well, that actually makes it worth my time, you know, because it's actually a good price. So I will do it. But, you know, if they're going to take time away from me doing what I want to do, they're gonna have to, you know, lay down some good money, because I don't have time, you know, to be messing around. And like I said, I have other means of income, so, you know, it's not a need, you know, I don't have to like pay my rent with my art. I would like to pay my rent with my art someday, but, you know, I don't have to. So, and I'd like to kind of keep it that way, because I have done, you know, freelance illustration work, and I enjoy it to an extent, but, you know, I just always just feel like I want to be working on my own thing, you know, while I'm doing it. And, you know, you have to draw stuff that you just would never draw because it's just nothing you're interested in. Like, I have a buddy of mine, and, you know, he's had to take on some freelance stuff from time to time. And, you know, it's just like, he's just like, you know, why don't I draw certain things and put it out in the world, and then people want to hire me for art, and they ask me to do things that is nothing like the stuff I actually do. Like, it's somewhat like it, but it's like, you know, you would think they would ask you to do comic stuff or something if you're always drawing comic characters and showing that on your social media or portfolio or whatever. And, you know, they come to him for something that has nothing to do with any of that. And it's like, really? Like, that sucks, you know? And I've had the same experience, you know, with people. And it's like, maybe it's not worth it, you know? It is if you really want to be an illustrator and you're just really dead set on making a living with art. And you can find joy in those kind of things, you know? And I think that's the trick you have to kind of do is convince yourself, you know, that you're making a living with art, you know? And you could be doing what I'm doing and lifting heavy things for your job. And honestly, I probably would like rather be working on stuff that I don't like, you know, that's at least it's art related. At least it's within the realm of things I'm somewhat good at, you know. I mean, I'm not necessarily the best artist or anything. I never certainly would claim that, but I have plenty of room to grow. But you know, it's something that I have a propensity for, you know, like I like it, I enjoy it, and I feel like it's something that I can get better at because it's just, it's, I don't know how to explain it, like, without sounding conceited, because I don't feel conceited about it, but like, it's just that I enjoy it, and I feel like I can do well at it if given the opportunity, you know? So, you know, I kind of would really like to make that a thing. And seeing other people do it really makes me think, you know, I just know I can do it. I know I could do it, you know. I know I could make a living at this. And, you know, really, what's stopping me, you know? And usually the answer is myself, you know. But there's circumstances, too, and all kinds of things, I guess, that get in your head or whatever that maybe stop people from doing stuff, and certainly me as well. So let me just go see if there happens to be any comments. Oh, my buddy Kevin Phillips. Hey, what's up? Drop by for a while to say hi. Thanks for stopping by, man. Hopefully, I don't know if you're still there, but how you doing? Kevin Phillips is somebody who's been making comics for many, many years. Check him out. I know he's on Facebook, and apparently he is here on YouTube as well. And he's always has little tidbits of wisdom and interesting things. He's also, I think I've mostly seen him in the Kirby forums on Facebook, but I've also seen him in other things. And yep, I'm here. Melissa, hey, how you doing? Check her stuff out if you want to get some cool Melissa Reyes. Check her stuff out if you want to get some cool tips on social media and stuff like that. She's got a lot of cool insights on that. And I think she does, what's that? What is that thing? Oh, Blab. I think she does the Blabs, and she's done Meerkat. And I haven't been on Meerkat much, but lately. Oh, I just didn't even think about it, but I scratched my armpit on screen. Cool, man. So cool. Some people are hanging out. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for watching. So yeah, you know, creating stuff, and I'm excited about the new project. And I guess if you guys want to see what I'm working on, I'm still working on this, the inks for Fife Dog, who unfortunately passed a couple days ago. He's a hip hop artist from, A Tribe Called Quest, one of the MCs, and definitely one of my big inspirations in hip hop, because I do make hip hop music as well. Oh, looks like I'm losing battery on my camera. That's all right. I don't know how to hook it up. So I wish like it would charge. Like I have it hooked up to the computer so it would be charging, but I guess it doesn't want to charge while I'm recording. Oh well. Also on Facebook, Digital Comic Book Arts. That's right. So check out that group. Kevin's up on there. Oh, Melissa, you're making art as well? I'd like to see that. That's so cool. Oh, thanks, Kevin. And thank you, Melissa, that you like this piece. So yeah, it's all about the inspiration. So yeah, I've been really inspired to make comics lately, and let me get my reference picture back up. And you know, I was doing this like these art videos was kind of like my big thing for a while. Mostly inspired by Mary Doodles and other artists on YouTube. And, you know, those are fun. I still like to, I mean, I'm technically kind of doing that right now. You know, maybe this can become an art video, but probably not because my camera's losing battery. But, I'm surprised it's still going. But, you know, that's fun. They're fun to make, you know, these art videos, but I just, comic books, man, is like crack. Any comic creator will tell you that it's like a drug, you know, not that I've ever tried that, but, you know, it's a thing that you just keep wanting to do. And even if it doesn't benefit you, it's tough to kick that desire, you know? And I mean, I even have kind of tried almost, you know, but you can't stop. It's just, it's in your blood. You gotta do it. And, you know, it's super inspiring. It's such a cool medium. I mean, it's a collaboration between, you know, art, pictures, and words, and the storytelling possibilities are just amazing. It's just a really unique and interesting medium, and it's you could do so much with it, you know. So, you know, I've been really inspired by the idea of story writing too lately, more than anything. And so you know, I want to tell stories. I want to learn how to tell stories, and do it well, you know. And, you know, like I said, doing these art videos, you can do a little bit of that too. And actually, Mary Doodles, I'll write her down too to put in the show notes. I mean, she actually does do storytelling in her art videos way better than I can. And she's got previous, you know, video editing chops. She's worked, you know, in that realm before, from what I can remember from like her Q&A sessions and stuff. And so she's got, you know, she's already got some chops there that I, you know, for me to compete with something like that, not that I'm trying to compete with her, but I'm more just inspired by her. But for me to try to really do the same thing, you know, everybody's got strengths and you got to kind of play to your strengths. And that just doesn't happen to be one of my strengths yet. Although I think I could do well there too, because I do enjoy the idea of putting together videos in appealing ways. But you know, you can only do so much. And I love comics, and I want to do comics. So I'm going for comics. So yeah, I guess now would be a good time to mention, if anybody is interested in supporting me in my comic book endeavors, Patreon's the best kind of way as far as financially. That's what will be hopefully funding me creating these things. And, you know, I may do a Kickstarter or something too eventually, but for now that helps me, you know, to do the podcast and the comics and all that stuff. So if you're interested, you know, a couple dollars a month, you know, that'd be helpful. And I don't want to belabor that too much, you know. But yeah, it's patreon.com/marshmakesart if you're looking to find that. And I'll put a link in the show notes, as well as links to other things as well. This is going to be a very link-heavy episode. So, well, that's another thing that's really interesting. You know, I listen to and watch a lot of content on YouTube and podcasts and stuff like that. And there's a lot of people always say, oh, I'll put the link in the show notes and stuff. And then they don't. And it gets kind of frustrating, because I'm the type of person who checks that stuff, not, you know, to see if they're doing it right or not, but just because if you put out an interesting thing, you know, I want to go check it out. Or if you're talking about something interesting, I want to check it out a lot of times. I don't always get to it, unfortunately, but I do often get to it. And if the link isn't actually there, it's like, whatever, I can kind of Google it if I remember the name of the thing, but it makes it a lot less convenient. And, you know, some play like art, you know, the podcast that Jersey and Rob Stenzinger do, they always do really well with their links and stuff like that. And I realize it's tough to like remember to go back and put links in. I mean, I've done a lot of podcasts myself and I've missed links as well. So I understand. I'm not like trying to mess with anybody or whatever, but I do try to get the links in for stuff I talk about, but you know, I don't always succeed, but I've been pretty good with it for the most part. Just because I know how convenient it is when the links are there. So this is going to be a very link heavy episode. And you know, it's so much nicer recording this at home. One, because it's better quality for you guys. Two, because I can write down the links. You know, I'm not driving, so I, you know, when I'm driving, I obviously can't write down links. And as convenient as it is to record a podcast while I'm driving, that's one part that makes me not be able to put all the links I want to put in. So, you know, there's always trade-offs with different things. Oh, looks like the battery finally went out. Maybe I should stop doing this and then recharge the battery and then continue again at a later date. That way I could have a video. It's kind of coming out all right. I'll show you guys how far I've gotten. So, yeah, working on it. Yeah, I guess that's about all I have to talk about. Just being inspired by people. Let me go check the comments again. It's funny because I am adding links and cleaning up posts right now. Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, you're a real hard worker when it comes to that kind of stuff. I always see you posting different blabs, and I haven't been up on Meerkat, so I'm sure you're probably doing that or whatever, Melissa. So I'd like to get back on that, or maybe even Periscope or whatever, but I got burnt out. I was doing it every day, two or three times a day, and I just got burnt out. But, you know, I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things, so we'll see. Oh, I appreciate it, Kevin. You're so behind. Yeah, it's tough to do everything you want to do, you know. Yeah, it's funny, you know. Melissa's saying it amazes me that you can do that while talking, like the inking and stuff. And there's certain things I can do while talking. Like I started out just doodling and not really thinking about it. I'll do that just talking on the phone sometimes, you know. And then once I kind of got my hand moving and I was, you know, loose, I was like, all right, let me try to ink. And, you know, there's certain things you can do. This, I mean, to be honest, it would probably come out better if I wasn't talking. Because it does take a little concentration sometimes, more than, you know, when you're talking, but it is what it is. This is just a sketchbook piece, so I'm not too worried about it, you know? So nice to catch up with you. Absolutely. Good to catch up with you too. Lindsay's doing all right. She's, you know, still has her pain and stuff. She's asking about my wife. But, you know, she's still good. We're doing good, and, you know, we're going to have family over, and we've gotten into some really cool habits. Praying together every night and stuff has been a big deal. We've been doing that, and just getting closer and loving being with each other. It's been pretty good, you know. She's my helper. She's... I don't know where I'd be without my wife. She's awesome. And let's see, I started a Redbubble account and had a sale. It's cool. Oh yeah, Redbubble. I've been on there messing around a little bit at times, and something I want to look into more. Just looking around, you know, is all I've really done. But yeah, people talk about that as a good place to sell stuff and all that. So. I guess maybe I'll stay on for a little bit longer, but I'm just going to do my little closeout thing. And you know, we can continue hang out. I'll check out the comments as we go. But, I will say, you know, thank you everybody who's listening to the podcast, after the fact or whenever, you know, and really appreciate your support. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And, you know, if you're interested in supporting, you know, leave a review on iTunes. That's always helpful. Gets more people to see it, or listen to it, I should say. And, you know, also, of course, you know, if you want to check out any of my stuff, marshmakesart.com is the place to go. It's got all my links to my Patreon, my YouTube, my Twitter, Facebook. But if you search anywhere for Marsh Makes Art, you will probably find where I'm at, or Marshall Couture, which is my name. And that's about it. You know, for anybody listening to the podcast, thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you on the next Escape Artist podcast. Peace out.